This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Coming up this afternoon, a conversation with Garrison Keillor. As a Prairie Home Companion celebrates its 40th year on the air this summer, Garrison's just released a new book that is a retrospective of his tales from Lake Wobegon, as well as material he's written for magazines and newspapers. Conversation about the Keillor Reader on the way later on Cincinnati Edition. And actress and comedian Annabelle Gurwitch explores the hazards of reaching the half-century mark. That's all ahead on Cincinnati Edition. But to begin with, this year, Cincinnati will be one of a record 125 cities worldwide competing in the 48-hour film project. The weekend of May 16th, teams will be spreading out across the area to see who can make the best short film in the space of just 48 hours. Here to talk about the project are Kat Steele, producer of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project and also executive director of the Cincinnati Film Festival, Jen Day from the team Fish in a Glass Box, and Daniel Paree from team Rockline Films. He's joining us on the phone from his school, Mercy Montessori. Hello, Daniel. Hello, Jen. Hello, Kat. Welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Hi.
You there, Daniel?
Yep.
Yep.
Good. Well, Kat, I want to start with you. Share the story of how the 48-hour film project got started back in 2001.
That's founded by Mark Rupert and Liz Langston, and they were based in Washington, D.C., and they started this project because they loved making films, and they thought that this would be a really fun competition between friends, and it kind of grew from there.
So it started out locally just there in Washington, D.C., and I know from my research that Cincinnati joined the fray in 2003, so it really took off in no time flat.
Right, definitely, yes.
So how did it expand? How did it go from, you know, Mark and friends and expand out from there?
Well, they had also friends in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and all across the country that that wanted to join on the team, the headquarters team, and create this fun filmmaking competition.
So what kind of team did they have to start out with? I mean, was this a large group of people, you say? You know, I mean, was this, I know teams vary from just a couple of people to crowds,
right,
if you may.
Right. But I'm actually not sure what the first few teams were like. I haven't reviewed that footage.
Okay. But
for the 2003, I believe we had here in Cincinnati, we had like around 20 some odd teams, and Chris Strobel and from NKU and Sean Adams were the team leaders, were the city producers for that year. And SOFA, Southern Ohio Filmmakers Association, was a big part in bringing the 48-hour film project to the area.
And so, as I mentioned, I read somewhere it's a record-setting year for the 48-hour film project.
Yes, yes. Tens and tens of thousands of filmmakers and of filmmaking teams, I should say, and films will be all over the world. And then what happens is each city has a competition. The city winner then goes on to compete in March at the annual Filmapalooza. This year it will be 2015. It will be back in Hollywood again. We went in 2012 with our winner that year, Jeff Winkleman, and he had an absolute blast there. It's great to meet all of these filmmakers from all over the world that would come in for this event.
We're talking about the 48-hour film project here in Cincinnati. It will be taking place the weekend of May 16th. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you've been involved in the 48-hour film project, want to share stories about what the experience is like, give us a call at 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. Post on our Facebook page or send us a tweet as well. So, Kat, how does it work? Explain exactly what happens with the 48-hour film project and how it will be here in Cincinnati come May 16th.
Mm-hmm. Well, teams all converge May 16th here at the CET Studios. They get a genre that they draw from a hat. They get three elements that they have to put into their script: a line of dialogue, a prop, and a character. And then they have that 48 hours to create their film. They can shoot at different locations. It's all up to them. This is a totally out of the box experience. There are so many different skill levels that are involved. We have students like Daniel, who his first 48 was 2 years ago, and or 20 or 3 years ago, I guess it was, Daniel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was 10 at the time when he wrote directed, acted in, and edited that film that he worked on. And then so you can have teams of anywhere between two, and sometimes we have 30 team members, and they're all levels of experience, students, Sage Media professionals that maybe they want to do something different than they're used to doing. Maybe they edit all day and they say, I just want to write a film. I just want to do this. And this gives them that opportunity.
So you said they pick a genre, then there's a character, a prop, a line of dialogue. Now, is this different for each team, or is are all the teams going after the same thing?
The only thing that's different is the genre. Each team gets to pick their genre, but they all have to use those required elements in the script.
Now, you said they drew their genre. They get to pick which genre, or just saying they pick it out of the
hat? Out of a hat, exactly.
So they don't get to choose as it goes along. Well, I wanted to ask you, Jen, you were on a team, matter of fact, in 2013. Your team won the audience award, or the Audience Choice Award. But tell me about your background and the Fish in a Glass Box team.
Oh, okay. So Fish in a Glass Box is a team comprised of probably about 15 people. I was recruited onto the team last year by our team leader, Christopher Hagen. He owns a fantastic Red camera and has been doing this project every year since it came to Cincinnati, with the exception of 1 year. I think I may be wrong about that. That's just secondhand information. I'm so sorry.
I'm sure he'll correct you. When
yes, absolutely. I'm sure he's listening right now. He may be able to call in and correct me. And so we got together last year, and I was a newbie on the team last year, and I had such a fantastic time doing it. I volunteered to be the producer this year.
Oh. Well, I was going to ask, so what did you do on the team last year?
I ran around and I did errands. I did anything that they needed me to. I went at 2 o'clock in the morning to print out our script at the Spring Hill Suites Marriott because Kinko's was closed.
Oh, so I think in the film industry, that's something called a gopher? Is that right?
Production assistant, I think, is what we would call it. I apparently did such a good job that I got myself a promotion in the credits of the film unexpectedly.
Oh, I see. And Daniel, as Kat mentioned, you were first involved with the 48-hour film project when back in 2011 when you were a mere 10 years old. How did you come to the 48-hour film project?
Well, I think my parents introduced it to me because I was looking for a film camp, and we couldn't really find one, and they showed it to me, and so I said, sure. And so I went, and I didn't really know what to expect because I haven't done anything like the 48-hour film festival. So I came and I got all my topic and everything. And so I made the film, and with my parents helping me, and
wrote, directed, acted in, and edited.
Yes.
All.
Yeah.
Wow. Only when you did.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing it again this year, and what kind of team do you have this year?
Well, this year I don't really have many friends to help me like last time because most of them has moved away. So this year is going to be a bit harder. But since I know a lot more things about making movies since 2011, I think it might be a bit easier for me.
That's Daniel Paree from Team Rockline Films of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project. He's joining us on the phone from his school at Mercy Montessori. We're getting him out of class briefly here on Cincinnati Edition. So we talk about the 48-Hour Film Project coming up in a couple of weeks. Also with me is Jen Day from the team Fish in a Glass Box and Kat Steele, producer of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project. If you'd like to join the conversation, 513-419-7100. Back to you, Kat. A question online here. Do you have to meet a certain length? You mentioned genre. There's got to be a character, line of dialogue, and a certain prop involved. But is there a certain length involved?
Yes, it's a 4 to 7 minute short film.
Okay, just 4 to 7 minutes. So, Jen, how easy is that to put together in just 48 hours?
Not as easy as you would think. Yes. Not easy at all, I guess. But it can be done, obviously, and it can be done well, as we've seen with many of the teams that have submitted films over the past couple of years. Fish and Glass Box got started in 2011 as our actual Fish and Glass Box team. We worked hard on it last year, but I think I was a little bit surprised by just how little sleep you get doing this.
More than once I've seen in materials that I was reading about the 48er film, a sleepless weekend, and that's the way it is, huh?
I probably got more sleep than the rest of my team did because they were up editing our film into the wee hours on Saturday night after we had begun shooting at 8 a.m., shot all day long, probably until about 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night, and then they got started. Well, they were editing throughout the day. We had an editor working on our film, but they edited into the wee hours of the morning and all day on Sunday in order to make sure that we had that film ready to go Sunday to drop it off before the deadline. You know, you hear these stories at the end where teams are rendering at the last second. And, oh, no, are we going to make it in time? Yes. But we got done earlier than we had anticipated. So we were able to get there, drop off our film, and relax.
And watch all the other chaos.
Yes, everyone's scrambling.
Yes. Yes. So, Kat, this 48 hours, what, you know, when does it start and when does it end usually on that weekend?
So it starts at the actual kickoff when we release them from CET. It was at 7 o'clock Friday night, and then they turn it in by 7:30 on Sunday night, the 18th.
Well, that's 48 and a half hours, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, technically, but we give them about a half hour because of the kickoff and everything. By the time they get out of CET's studios, it usually ends up being about 7:30. So
Daniel, when you were doing that first project, did you have an equally sleepless weekend and your parents as well?
Well, making the movie, we kind of did it in different segments. We mostly filmed on the first day, and we had to film it at different scenes at different times due to the actors that we had to have in the movie, and it was a different schedule for them. But for me, it wasn't really I didn't get that much sleep, but it's kind of difficult to make a film in 48 hours.
So what was, if I may ask, for your first 48 there, Daniel, what was your genre, and what did you have to include in your film?
I believe it was a while ago, but the genre was a birthday or party genre. Mm-hmm. And I had to include the name Arlene, and I think I had to include an acupuncturist. I don't remember
yes.
exactly.
Yes.
That's quite a combination there. Mm-hmm. So quite a challenge. What about you, Jen? Yeah. What were you faced with last year? Can you remember after that sleepless weekend?
Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. Our genre was fantasy, which freaked me out big time. But the guys I was working with were super fantastic about coming up with some great ideas. Our prop was a checkbook. Our character was Brenda or Bradley Oliver. We went with Brenda, who actually was my sister Sarah. She starred as Brenda Oliver in our film. And then our line of dialogue, I'm blanking on it now. I think it was, I'd like to make a suggestion.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes.
So, Kat, behind the scenes, as you're putting together the genres and the character and the dialogue and the prop that's needed, how do you come up with that? I mean, how does the committee or who decides
that's,
who's God of
yeah.
the selection committee there?
That all comes from the National Headquarters organization. So they are the ones that actually do that. So there are several other cities that share those elements, and everybody has these same genres that they pull from. And genres sometimes change every year, too. So usually there are three different sets that are spread out among the 125 different cities. So to kind of mix it up so that nobody knows exactly what they're going to get.
We're talking about the 48-hour film project coming to Cincinnati the weekend of May 16th. You can join the conversation, too, at 513-419-7100. And I mentioned, Kat, that we talked about 125 cities, but this is around the world. This is international.
Right, exactly.
So they have some cities do have the same type of choices that they're being made, but it's a little different, a little in different places, right?
Right. I mean, like, it just depends. Since they come up with like three different sets of those elements and then they distribute them, you know, and then another thing too, I wanted to bring up about the deadline. So sometimes we heartbreakingly have, you know, some people that come in right there, you know, it's like 5 minutes.
7:31.
Yes. And I've had to turn people away. Like, no.
Oh, no.
But the great thing is that as long as they get it to me by the end of the week, by the time that the screening happens, which would be, it's just going to be May 25th at the Thompson House. We're having an all day screening event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then we can actually screen it in the group. They just won't get judged. And this year, the jurors include the Film Commission. They're helping out again this year with jurying the films, as well as Bill Reinhart. I still have one more place for a judge. I'm not sure who we're going to get for the judges.
Well, I was going to ask who would be judging the things as they go along, but you kind of mentioned that as it goes along. So people will be able to see. The people who are not making the films will be able to see the result of the project come May 25th.
Right, exactly.
So at the Thompson House.
And then we'll have like a best of screening, and that's usually at the 20th Century in Oakley, and that'll probably be in June sometime, just depending on how long it takes the jurors to deliberate, of course.
So I'll kick it back and ask about what they win. So you go through a sleepless weekend, you know, I hear you won the audience award, but, you know, what is it? What is the outcome of the 48-hour film project?
Well, we try to, here in Cincinnati at least, we try to put together a really nice filmmaker's prize package. So we have a rental certificate from $500 from from Midwest Grip and Lighting, also one from $500 from Camera Department, and one for $200 from Gripmeister. So all of those services can help go towards making their 48 next year or making another project that they want to do during the year. And they also win script writing software as well from the Wright Brothers.
So, Daniel, are you looking forward to this year's competition? Are you already beginning to chew on it?
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of plotting out where you might be going ahead of time?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you've been, Kat was saying something about you've been building sets in your backyard.
Yeah. When I was little, I used to disaster movies, and I used to team up with my friend, and we would build all these disaster sets in my backyard with, like, pieces of wood and doors and everything.
Well, we are talking about the 48-hour film project here on Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Tony from Hartwell is on the phone. Good afternoon, Tony, and welcome to Cincinnati Edition.
Well, hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, do you have a story or a question?
Well, you know, one of the things I didn't hear mentioned that I really like about the 48-hour festival, I was in one last year, and I mean, part of the same group that we were talking about, and the same have to make a suggestion. But one of the things that's, am I losing you?
Oh. No, nope, we're still hearing you.
One of the things that's really great about it is a lot of times in the creative process, like when you're writing a script, you'll work on it for weeks and months and years, mm-hmm. agonizing about getting it just right. And I've seen films that would be shot, you know, short films that would spend 6 months in editing and color correction. And by having to focus on writing your story in 4 hours and filming it in 8 hours and editing it in 8 hours, you really do sharpen your own toolkit and walk out a much stronger creative person. And to some degree, I think, come up with an own appreciation of your gut, what that first thing was.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, lots of head nodding going on here, Tony. And I was going to say, this is while it is a fun thing and an opportunity for some of these creative people to break out of their normal mold, this is a learning experience.
Oh, definitely. And it's also a way to learn how to work together creatively, you know, team dynamics, and that you're working towards a common goal and all working together. And so you have to learn compromises and necessity being the mother of invention sometimes, like a location might drop out or maybe some of the gear isn't working right. So you have to quickly be able to redirect and recreate those situations that you might have found yourself an issue with.
Well, I'll point this to Jen, first of all. Okay, it's a sleepless weekend and there's a lot of creative tension that's going on. And is that sometimes harmful to the team?
It can be, I think, if you aren't prepared to cooperate. We had a really great team last year and a lot of those teammates are coming back. So I'm really excited about that because we worked really well together. It's an exercise in resourcefulness. Really, is what it is.
Yeah, and they're always very funny. Their team always turns out some really comedy gold. I guess we could classify that.
So everybody will have a chance to see this on May 25th, correct?
Right, and then also for the best of event that'll be sometime in June, and the city winner when they go on to compete against 125 other cities in March in Hollywood, the top selected films then also go on to screen at Cannes in 2015 in May.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
Kat Steele, producer of the Cincinnati 48-Hour Film Project, Jen Day from the team Fish in a Glass Box, and Daniel Puri from Team Rockline Films joining us on the phone talking about the 48-Hour Film Project. It's happening in just a couple of weeks. Details on our website, wvxu.org. Garrison Keillor and the Keillor Reader, just around the corner on 91.7 WVXU.